My name is William Robinson. I was born on the 7th of May, 1921, which makes me 102. 102 is only a number, and you really live for the day. I was born in Reading, and I've lived here all my life apart from the war and the time I was at college. I believe you feel your oldest, really anywhere, from 70 on. I think I've done all that I wanted to do. I've been retired now for 38 years. I'm glad I can keep robbing the government with my pension. It's just that you keep going. A glass of whiskey occasionally helps. I have a pile of fond memories. I sometimes sit down in my chair and think of my past. I try to remember the stories of all the people I have in my mind. What's the key to finding purpose and joy in life? It's probably your daily routine, positive attitude. Well, I don't really know. What's important in life? Well, tough question. To be kind and humble. You see, life is about other people. Kindness is more powerful than indifference. It doesn't cost you much to be kind. You can turn a terrible day someone is going through into a happy one.
I have here with me Dr. Peter Adams. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Can you just describe how bad the malaria spread is at the moment, and what do you think it'll take to eradicate it?
It's a very good question. Many people are actually probing into it. Malaria is found in many countries around the world, and it is still the leading cause of death in sub-Saharan Africa. The World Health Organization says efforts to eradicate the disease have stalled. It hasn't improved for some time. No doubt Africa is the continent that suffers the most. On the African continent, up to 85% of malaria deaths are children under five. It's a devastating disease for the young populations, the most vulnerable populations. They simply lose their promising young people.
How can this be prevented?
Well, it must be said that the progress has been remarkable over the last 15 years. If people get infected, treatment and medication today is much better compared to late 1990s when medicines weren't working really. It'll probably take a long time to fully control the disease. Also, there's been a lot of excitement recently about a potential vaccine against malaria. A vaccine would certainly be a valuable addition to all the tools that we already use to prevent and treat malaria. Research is being done, some of it quite promising, but it's far from complete.
Can anything be done to stop the disease effectively?
Considerable progress has been made here at the World Health Assembly. One of the most important things a committee has done so far is approve a strategy for malaria. This strategy aims to eliminate the disease in at least 35 countries by 2030.
Why is this strategy so important, and what does it call for?
As I said before, there have been unprecedented achievements in the last 15 years in the fight against malaria. All we need is to complete the unfinished agenda by building on the gains so far. We've reduced mortality globally by nearly 50%. We've reduced malaria cases by over 30%. These are impressive achievements. Yet we have 600,000 deaths every year. We still have 60 million cases that go undiagnosed and untreated.
Do you believe the strategy is really going to bring success?
You see, we're going to combine the success so far with the massive work that remains to be done. We've developed a strategy that I hope will take us all the way from where we're now to at least a 90% reduction in the number of deaths from malaria. This could actually happen.
What are some of the obstacles or challenges to moving forward with this new malaria strategy?
First of all, financing. All of this requires a lot of resources. We've done extremely well over the last decade, but we're still a long way from where we should be. We need more money. We need to use domestic resources in the countries affected by malaria. Also, we face serious biological challenges. Namely, the parasite is becoming resistant to drugs. It's normal. We need to keep investing in research to come up with the next generations of drugs to be able to help people. The same happens with the mosquitoes. They're becoming resistant to the insecticides that are currently used. New active compounds must be developed that could potentially replace the existing ones.
Thank you, and the best of luck.
Thank you. We'll certainly need it.